You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
Have you ever met someone you wish you had never met? Has your spouse met someone you wish they had never met? Have your children met someone you wish they had never met? Looking back, one of the things that you'll discover is that some of your greatest regrets were attached to the people you associated with. It may have been your ex-spouse or ex-business partner. Maybe it was a friend or even a brief encounter. But we can all look back and almost wish we had never met. Since the beginning of time, God commanded that the people of Israel not give their daughters in marriage to the people around them or to take their daughters for their sons. And God explained why. Because over time, that relationship would cause their children to turn their hearts away from Him. To many today, this command may seem xenophobic or judgmental, but that would be a misconception because this command had nothing to do with the other person's ethnicity. It was all about using sound judgment. Judging or being judgmental is the opinion a person formulates about another, whereas sound judgment is the opinion a person formulates about themselves. And perhaps no one has explained this concept better than King Solomon did when he wrote Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fool suffers harm. In the Bible, a wise person is the one who knows what is right and does what is right, and a fool is a person who doesn't care what's right. Solomon says that if you walk with wise people, you'll become a wise person. In other words, that wisdom is contagious. But if you choose to hang with fools, you won't become a fool, but you will suffer harm. Again, it's not about judging others. It's about determining what is the wise choice for me. If the people I choose to hang with don't care about their health, why would they care about mine? If they don't care about their finances, why should they care about mine? And if they don't care about their faith, why would they care about mine? Now, for good or bad, the people you choose to walk through life with will impact the quality and direction of your life. You should never judge others, but you should definitely use sound judgment when choosing who to walk through life with.